It is awful, awful quiet out there this morning. I'm telling you, y'all are the quietest bunch this morning. Howdy! How are y'all doing this morning? Howdy! Let's wake up! Let's everybody get ready. I tell you, I want to tell you a story this morning. Happy Father's Day to all you men out there. Once upon a time, there was a man. He was born in Houston, but he was raised partly in Houston, partly in Cossey, and partly in Bremont and the Marlin area. And they didn't have much money. They were poor. But they had plenty to eat because they lived on a ranch. And they did some farming. They had vegetables to eat. They had cows to eat, chickens. But they were poor, I guess you'd say, in some standards and in some folks' eyes. But this man, he grew up as a young man, and he went into the service, and he served his country. Served it well. He came out of the service and started his family, got married, had kids. And as he got older, he got to be known as a Mr. Fixer. He could just about fix anything. I know you're probably sitting there thinking, you know, I can think about my own dad when you start talking about that. He could just about fix anything. He could weld. He could work with wood. He could do just about anything. And but he loved serving people. He loved his kids. He loved to help them. Every time they had a problem or a thing they need worked on, he'd come fix it. His neighbors got to know him because he would go to his neighbors and help them. He'd mow their yard, the widows. He did all these things and helped all these folks, and everybody counted on him to help them with the things that they had going on. There was one thing unique about this man. He never went to church. He didn't talk about the Lord very much. Basically, he didn't serve the Lord, but he did serve others. And he loved people, and he loved to serve, and he served because he loved them. He helped his kids, and he served his kids because he loved them. He helped his neighbors because he loved them. How many here this morning at this cowboy church really understands how a cowboy church operates? How we do things around here? How many of you think that the pastor makes all of the decisions in the church? Raise your hand if you think that. If you believe that. That's good. Because I don't. I don't make any decisions, hardly at all, when it comes to the operation of the church. You know, in Galatians 5:13-14, if you want to look there, it says, "For we are called to freedom, brethren. Only do not turn," it says, "do not turn your freedom into an opportunity for the flesh, but through love serve one another. For the whole law is fulfilled in one word, and in the statement, 'You shall love your neighbor as yourself.'" You know, we who are Christians are free from the weight of sin. We're free to serve ourselves, are we? But we're not really free to serve ourselves, are we? We're free to serve others and serve Christ. To serve is to love. Another way to put it is, if you love, service is going to be the natural outcome of it. If you love. I got to thinking about, why do we serve in the churches that we belong to? What is the reasons that we serve? There's lots of them. One of them is we feel the need to serve because of some past wrong that we've committed in the past, believe it or not. And we do this because we don't have a clear picture of what true grace is. We still feel the need to do something to make up for the past life that we've lived. Another one is some folks turn their backs on God sometime or another in their life. And when they came back, they felt guilty and they worked like their hair was on fire. But they still are thinking that they can do something to make up for the past. We can't make up for the things in the past we've done or not done or said or not said. Jesus took care of all of that. It was all nailed on the cross. Everything that we did in the past, when we asked for forgiveness, was nailed on the cross, and it was covered with His blood. Some of us do it so our kids will have something to do here at church, or our grandkids, because we love them. Here at Common Ground Cowboy Church, our church is run by teams, y'all. We've got teams like the arena team, the kitchen team, the finance team, the Cowgirls Faithful Hearts, the children's team, the music team, and the maintenance team, and the greeting team, and the Pony Express team, and the website team. Man, that's a lot of teams, isn't it? But you know, it takes a lot of teams and a lot of folks on those teams to do God's work. You know, each team has folks on it that serve God, and they serve each other, and they serve us, and they serve the community, the body of Christ. We serve on these teams out of love for what Christ did for us on the cross and out of our gratitude for our salvation, not payment, but out of love for Him. I guess the best example of service is Jesus Himself. Jesus loved us so much that He went around doing things and talking to people. And when He would do things, they'd say, "Oh, Master, you can't do that. You know, people are going to, they're going to think there's something wrong with you if you do that. If you talk with this person or walk and spend time with this group of people, they're going to think that there's something wrong with you, that it's wrong." But Jesus loved us and loved people so much that He looked for what? He was looking for one thing in particular. He was looking for someone to tell about His Father. He loved His Father. He went to places and did things and talked to people because He loved His Father. And He knew His Father loved Him. And He wanted to please His Father. He did it out of love. This morning, with all the teams that we have here, we have just the opportunities to serve here at Common Ground is just really, it's outrageous. I mean, there's so many places that God would love for us to serve, opportunities to serve. And it's important that each and every one of us get plugged in somewhere, that we serve, but we have to serve for the right reason. You can't serve because you feel guilty of something that you've done, something that you've said in your past life. It doesn't work that way. Because we, as believers in Jesus Christ, have been forgiven for all those things, like I said a while ago. But we serve out of love. You know, leaders themselves, though, are hard to find. So over the past few years, I've asked people, would you consider being a leader of a certain team? And they go, oh, man. I'll do anything. I'll work. I'll shovel poop. I'll do anything. It doesn't matter to me. I'll stand open the gate. But, man, don't ask me to be a leader. It's hard to find people that'll step up to the plate and say, I'll lead. It's that way in every church, everywhere. But we need people who will stand up. And that's the funny thing about teams in the church is that the leader, all he really does is report back to the leadership team. We have a leadership team, which is the leaders of all the teams in the church. The actual team does all the work. The actual team does all the deciding. So why is it so scary to be a leader? But it is. My prayer this morning is that we all find a spot where we can serve, that we serve each other, and we'll do it out of love for each other and love for Christ. You know, in days past, our fathers did things because they loved the Lord, and it was a hard life. We look at our lives now and we think, man, it's just hard. It's hard to be a Christian nowadays. It's hard to serve. It's hard to find time to go to church and to serve God. It's hard. Think what it was like 50, 60, 70 years ago, where it wasn't so easy to get around, where time was valuable. And we think time's valuable today, don't we? We think, I just really don't have time to serve the Lord like I want to. We've been praying for several families that have loved ones that were ill. And we ask God to hear our prayer and to answer our prayer. And this week, like Ricky's dad, going on to see the Lord, Mark Burr's nephew, who had been struggling, 17 years old, struggling with leukemia. And we were asking for God's answer and to heal them. Well, God answered that prayer this week. Both those men are with Him. He drawed them unto Him. Time is so short. We think we have all the time in the world to do God's work. We think we have all the time in the world to do everything that we want to do in our life. We plan out our lives on a daily basis. We get up in the night, day before, we start planning what we're going to do the next day. Don't we? The day before, we think about, oh man, I got all these things I got to do. What do I got to do first? Well, where does God fit in your next day? Where does God fit in tomorrow in your life? Where does God fit in your day today? Did you make time for Him? Time for Him to use you. Time for Him to use me. You know, last week I made the comment that this was a wake-up call for Common Ground Cowboy Church, the message. The wake-up call really is for us to serve. The wake-up call is for us to love each other. You know, when you love someone, isn't it natural to want to do things for them when you love them? Is it? Do you do things for people you don't like? Sometimes you do anyway, don't you? Even when you don't like them, but when you love them and you cherish them and you care about what they think, you want the best for them. You don't want to give. What father gives a snake to his child, a poisonous snake, and says, I love you, son. Here, go out and have a ball. Take this rattlesnake and just wrap it around your neck. Let's just have a good time this morning, boy. Fathers don't do that. They give the best. They give them a puppy or something like that, you know. Give them a cow dog. Give them a horse. Something they can really get hurt with, huh? But think about it. They give the very, very best to the ones that they love. They don't want the worst. And they don't want second rate. They want the best. Our Father, who we serve in heaven, wants the very best for us. And He is our Father. And He gives us the very best. Even when we don't deserve it. You know, you look at your children and you go, you know, I'm going to do this for my son or my daughter. You don't, it's not in your head to go, do they really deserve this or not? I never think about that. When I think about doing something for my kids, I don't think about, well, do they deserve it? They may or may not. It has nothing to do. It's unconditional love. Unconditional. I love them no matter what. If I and you as fathers and mothers love our children that much, think how God, who is perfect, loves and wants the very, very, very best for us. It's, man, that is good news, isn't it? Isn't it? To know that the Father that you serve wants the best for you. And when you pray and you talk to Him, He's not thinking, you know what, I'm going to give them a bunch of bills they got to pay. I think I'm going to give them an illness in their life. I'm going to just strike them with something. No, God, He wants the best for us. Are things going to go wrong in our lives? You bet. But He's going to be there to help us get through those times. This message is about service, but really, this message is about fathers. Why do you do the things you do? Why do you say the things that you say? Why do we serve? Why do we cut the grass around here? Why do we, the folks work in the kitchen? Why do the folks that are in the arena put on events and have the arena open? Why? What is our reasoning? Why did we do the things we do? We should be doing it out of love for the Lord because He loves us. Everything we do, we should be doing because of what we've received. What have we received, though? What's the ultimate gift that we've received from God? Our salvation. He gave us the very best. He saved us from having to die for our sins. So it's not that we're trying to pay God back, because you can't pay something like that back. You can't. But you do it out of love for what He did. You can't pay for it. It's free. But we serve because of that fact. What have we done for God this week? I asked that question last week. What have we done for God this whole month? What did we do for God last month? The things that we did we do it because we wanted other people to see us and say, man, that guy, he's pretty good. If it is, you just got the reward. You just got the blessing right then. When that person said that, whoever noticed it. Or you do it out of love for Christ and for love for each other. Why do we serve? We serve because of the love of Christ. It's kind of like I'd say this morning, are you serving somewhere this morning? Are you doing something for God this morning? Are you serving somewhere in common ground? If you are, well, God bless you. If you're plugged in, praise the Lord. You're active. That's great. If you're not, for Christ's sake, for the love of Christ, consider serving. Consider giving yourself to the Lord for His service. There's men and women that have given their lives in this country, some of our relatives, a lot of our relatives, to serve our country. They did it, they say, out of for God and country. We should be serving ourselves, not just for our country, but because we love our country, but because we love the Lord. I mean, anybody here not love the Lord? I don't see any hands. How many of you do love the Lord? How many of you are thankful for the blessings that you get every day? Lord, bless me this week. I tell you, I can't tell you how we were having a financial crunch this week. We thought, man, I tell you, we're going to have to watch our money between now and to the time we get our next check. It's really going to be tight. What are we going to do? We're just going to pray that the Lord will meet the needs and make everything stretch. And the very next day, we received a check in the mail for $500 and something from a nursing home from Claudia's mama. Now, some people would say, man, what a coincidence. That is great. You know, I say that God met the need when I needed it. God blessed me and my family at the perfect time when I needed it the most. That's how God works. When you need it the most, when you need Him the most, and you think, how am I going to get through this? Boom! God shows up. God shows up, and He blesses you. That's the reason that I serve. I serve a God that cares about me. He cares about my bills, too. He cares about everything about me. He cares and loves you. He cares whatever is going on in your life. The little things that nobody knows about but you. And He cares about the big things in your life, too. He loves you. That's why we serve. Guys, take your cover off, your top knot, and let's thank the Lord for His many, many blessings that He gives us. Father, we just come to You this morning, Lord, just thanking You for Your blessings. We thank You that Christ served us when He was here on this earth, Lord. I pray that each and every one of us, Lord, would serve You with the same kind of zeal as Christ served You, Father. Because He loved You, He served You. I pray, Lord, that our love would increase every day. It would get stronger. It would just absolutely flow from us, Father, like a fountain, like a river, like a swollen river that is just flooding the countryside, Lord. That we would share Your love with everyone we come in contact with. People would see Christ in us. If there's anyone here, Lord, that doesn't know You, that doesn't know Christ, that has never accepted You as His Lord and Savior, Father, that they would not leave this place, Lord, this building. this company of believers, this body, without receiving you as their Lord and Savior. If they don't know for sure, help it to be nailed down today, Father. We love you, Lord, and ask you to show us, Lord, and how we can serve you best. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray, Lord, and we all love you. And they all said, amen. I tell you, it's an important message that I did not want to preach because it's kind of like talking about money. No preacher really likes to talk about money. He doesn't. No preacher really wants to talk about serving. But I want to tell you, it's an important message that God wanted spoken of this morning. If you've got any prayer requests, we've got a prayer box in the back there that you can put your request in. We've got a can back there that if you have any money that you want to give the Lord, any offering, we do it that way. We don't pass a hat. It's just good to see each and every one of you here at Common Ground. It's good to see the smiling faces. It's good to see these guys right here. I'm so proud of them. All of our kids that we have at Common Ground. Let's give not only the kids, but let's give all those workers that are up there, let's give them a big hand.